when the coordinators had come from the World Federation for the Unification of the Human Race, Brown Limper had thought of them as interfering busybodies at first. Then they had shown him some books. Old Parson Staffer, before he began to chew on loco weed day and night, had taken his responsibilities seriously, both to his village and to his family. He had sought to initiate Brown Limper into the church and had brought out from hiding a secret book no one else in the village knew about, called the Bible. And in strict privacy, he had taught Brown Limper how to read. But Brown Limper had not much cared for a career as a parson, and he had thought it was better to aspire to be a mayor. A parson could only persuade, but a mayor? Well, now. It was quite simple logic. There was Tyler, prancing around on his horses, ogling the girls, the young men following his lead and getting into trouble, the council soft-headedly overlooking his criminal pursuits. And there was Brown Limper, wise, tolerant, understanding, and brilliant, overlooked and even scorned and cast aside. And hadn't Tyler's own father, if he really was Johnny Goodboy Tyler's father, protested when Brown Limper was born club-footed and mutated and was allowed to live? Well, maybe not just older Tyler, but Brown Limper's mother used to tell him that some had protested, but that she had prevailed and saved his life. She used to tell him that several times a week, and Brown Limper had gotten the message. The Tylers had attempted to murder him. So it was only sensible he should be upset and take measures to protect not only himself, but the whole village as well. It would be utterly irresponsible not to do so. These coordinators had been delighted to find he could read, and had given him some texts on government and one on parliamentary procedure called Robert's Rules of Order. They had astonished him by informing him that as the active and only mayor, he was the chief of the American tribe. Apparently, nearly all the people in America, they had to show him where it was on the globe, had been slaughtered or died off. His was the principal tribe and, being near the mine site, the most influential group politically. Getting right down to it, what was this council? Well, it was the heads of tribes all over the world, and they met or sent their deputies to meet in a sort of parliament right here in his front yard, so to speak. They mentioned that he, of course, should be very interested due to the fact that the Johnny came from there. Brown Limper did not just become interested. He became obsessed. Were there any other peoples in America? Well, there were a couple found in British Columbia and four found in the Sierra Nevadas, a mountain range to the west. And some Indians, not really from India but called that, in some mountains way to the south. There were Eskimo and Alaskan tribes, but they didn't count geographically in America.